Senator Chuck Schumer is urging Congress and the Trump administration to provide emergency funds to the U.S. Postal Service. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
During a stop in Rochester, Schumer said that without $25 billion in emergency funding, vital mail delivery of medications, paychecks, and mail-in ballots would be compromised. After meeting with the new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, he said it was evident that the future of the Postal Service as an institution is at risk of being dismantled.
The president has appointed someone who is really seems to be a political hack. His main claim to fame is he contributed a lot of money to the president's campaign. He has no postal experience.
Kenny Montgomery, labor union president of National Association of Letter Carriers Branch 210, says that while other businesses have received bailouts, the Postal Service is struggling.
We believe it's an honest effort on the part of the administration to discredit the Postal Service, to drive a wedge between the American public and the Postal Service so that they don't have confidence in our ability to send in your vote.
President Donald Trump told Fox News on Thursday that he would not approve a $25 billion bailout to the Postal Service because he opposes universal mail-in voting, which he claimed would lead to voter fraud. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.